Independent presidential candidate Ralph Nader finishes his campaign today in New York City. Nader's effort against the two-party system will take him to New York's Federal Hall, just down from the New York Stock Exchange. Nader is not the only alternative who will be available to some voters on Tuesday. NPR's Ann Hawk reports on the Constitution Party candidate Michael Perutka.
After every Michael Perutka stump speech, his campaign manager directs volunteers to download a form on the website GodFamilyRepublic.com that sums up the candidate's platform: anti-abortion, anti-gun control, anti-income tax, anti-immigration, anti-draft.
So please, let's give a warm welcome to Mr. Michael Perutka.
But today's appearance is hardly a major stump speech. Perutka is talking to his daughter's senior class at Archbishop Spalding High School in Severn, Maryland. Perutka tells the students that if elected, he'll dismantle Social Security, Medicare, anything he considers an unconstitutional federal bureaucracy, including a public education system that teaches evolution.
They teach you that your great-granddaddy was some hunk of primordial ooze in some kind of pond somewhere, and that your granddaddy was maybe an eely kind of fish that maybe grew some legs, and that your daddy was a monkey.
Creationism and God are central campaign themes. Staffers, supporters, even the candidate himself say it's God who could decide this election. And it's faith that gets him through the daily struggle of being dismissed as a fringe candidate.
You put your soul and your beliefs out there for people to agree with and support, or to mock and criticize and deride. So it's challenging in that sense, but it's a privilege.
Perutka's on the ballot in 36 states, but he's running ads in only a few. In Pennsylvania, home to many Catholic voters, ads focus on abortion. In Alabama, he's hoping to ride a backlash over the Roy Moore controversy. Moore's the former Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice who was ousted from office after defying a federal court order to remove the Ten Commandments from his courthouse. And in Colorado, which has a growing Latino population, Perutka's been airing anti-immigration ads like this one.
If elected, I would deport these invaders as soon as possible.
On a rainy evening, about 24 Constitution Party members gather at its Maryland headquarters for a town meeting.
Lord, we are committed to following the rule of law.
This is Perutka's bedrock audience. They love it when he rails against abortion, the war in Iraq, and the Patriot Act. But spend any time with Perutka supporters, and what you sense is a common yearning to return to simpler days. Take Pasadena, Maryland pastor David Whitney. He's 6 feet tall, with a dark beard, a tie, and a Perutka button.
If our founding fathers were here tonight, if we could put them in a time machine and bring them back here, they would all vote for Michael Perutka because he's the only one that stands with the vision that they held.
Late in the evening, with wife Diane by his side, Perutka is glowing.
Mike Perutka, good to see you.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, Dan. Nice to meet you.
Hello.
He steps back and reflects on what it's like to run for president.
I'm actually trying to journalize it because it's going so fast. And I know it's the event of a lifetime.
The Constitution Party may not win the presidential race, but they'll hold a victory party no matter what. Because, as Michael Perutka says, every day is a victory. Ann Hawk, NPR News.